Ahout. On the way. Ahout. Literally means, on the way, and is a common French phrase used to indicate that someone is traveling, or moving toward a destination. Restez-lui. Stay in bed. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. Rest is the imperative form of the verb. Rester. To stay. In this case, it's conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it's addressed to you. Or is a contraction of à le. To the. This is a preposition indicating location. Li means bed. The sentence literally translates to state of the bed. However, the preposition or is often used to express location in French, so the more natural translation in English is stay in bed. Restez au lit. Stay in bed. This is a command in the imperative form, telling someone to stay in bed. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. Meaning, to stay. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning it is addressed to two or more people. Or is a contraction of à le and means at the. Lit is the noun bed. So, restez au lit means stay at the bed, or more naturally, stay in bed. Reste à lit. Stay in bed. The phrase reste à l'ité is a command in the imperative mood, meaning it is telling someone to do something. Breakdown. Reste is the imperative form of the verb. Reste. To stay. À l'ité is an adjective meaning confined to bed. Therefore, the sentence means stay confined to bed, or simply, stay in bed. Reste à l'ité. Stay in bed. This is a simple imperative sentence. Reste is the imperative form of the verb. Reste. Meaning, to stay. À l'ité is the feminine past participle of the verb. À l'ité. Meaning, to bedridden. It acts as an adjective here, describing the subject, which is understood to be you. Reste à l'ité is therefore a complete sentence, meaning, stay in bed, directly addressed to the person being spoken to. Restez à l'ité. Stay in bed. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or instruction. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. It is the second person plural, meaning you, plural, or you all. À l'ité is an adjective meaning bedridden or in bed. Restez à l'ité literally means stay bedridden. In English, this is more commonly expressed as stay in bed. Restez à l'ité. Stay in bed. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez, which means to stay or remain. It is in the second person plural, which can be addressed to either you, singular, or you, plural. À l'ité is the feminine adjective meaning bedridden or confined to bed. It comes from the noun lit, which means bed. À l'ité is a verb meaning to go to bed or to put to bed. The sentence is a command telling someone to stay in bed. Restez à l'ité. Stay in bed. This is a simple imperative sentence in the Vous. Form, meaning, you, in the formal, or plural sense. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. Alitez is the plural form of the adjective. Alitez. Bedridden, which in this context is used as an adverb to mean, in bed. The exclamation mark at the end emphasizes the imperative nature of the sentence, making it a command, or strong suggestion. Restez à l'été. Stay in bed. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command, or instruction. Breakdown. Restez. Is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning it is addressing multiple people, you all, y'all. Alitez. Is the feminine plural form of the adjective. Alitez. Bedridden. In this context, it modifies the understood subject, you all are bedridden. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give orders, or instructions. Verb conjugation. Verbs change form depending on the person, number, and tense. Adjective agreement. Adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify.
Reste à l'intérieur.
Stay inside. Breakdown.
Reste.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. It is used to give a direct command. À. Is a preposition meaning, at, or, in.
Elle.
Is the contracted form of.
Le.
The, and.
Intérieur.
Interior. It signifies, the inside. Key concepts. Imperative form. Used to give commands, or instructions. Prepositions. Indicate the relationship between words in a sentence. Contractions. Combine words for better flow, and sound.
Ouvre la.
Open it. The verb.
Ouvre.
Means, open, and it is conjugated in the imperative form, which is used to give commands. The pronoun.
La.
Refers to a feminine noun, and acts as the direct object of the verb. So the sentence literally translates to, open it. This sentence uses the direct object pronoun, instead of a noun, because the noun has been previously mentioned.
Reste assis.
Stay seated. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, meaning it's a direct order.
Reste.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay, in the second person singular form, meaning, you, singular.
Assis.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Asseoir.
To sit down, which is used here as an adjective meaning, seated. The structure is very simple. Verb plus adjective.
Restez assis.
Stay seated. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Restez is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. It's in the plural form, indicating that it is addressed to more than one person. Assis is the past participle of the verb.
Asseoir.
To sit. It acts as an adjective in this case, modifying the implied subject, vous, you. So, the sentence essentially means, you, plural, stay sitting.
Restez assis.
Stay seated. Breakdown. Restez.
Restez.
Is the imperative form of the verb, rester, which means, to stay, or, to remain. It is used to give a command. In this case, it is the second person plural imperative form, which means, stay, in a formal context. Assise.
Assise.
is the feminine past participle of the verb, asseoir, meaning, to sit. The past participle of this verb is often used to create an adjective that describes a state of being. Here, it means, seated. In this case, assise acts as a predicate adjective, describing the subject, you, in the imperative sentence. This sentence is a formal command using the imperative form of rester and the past participle of asseoir to tell someone to stay seated.
Rest assis.
Stay seated. This is an imperative sentence, which means it is a command.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb.
Reste.
To stay. It is in the second person singular form, meaning it is addressed to a single person.
Assis
is the past participle of the verb.
Asseoir.
To sit, which is used here as an adjective to describe the person. Therefore, the entire sentence translates as, stay seated.
Restez assis.
Stay seated. The verb
rester
is the formal plural imperative of
rester,
meaning to stay. The word
assis
is the feminine plural of
assis,
meaning seated. It is used here as an adjective modifying the implied subject, you, plural. So, the sentence is telling multiple people to remain in a sitting position.
Rest for.
Stay strong. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb.
Reste,
which means to stay.
For
is an adjective meaning strong. So the phrase means stay strong or be strong. It is an encouraging statement, often used to motivate someone who is facing challenges.
Amos à l'intérieur.
Go inside. This sentence is a command or imperative. The subject,
tu,
you, is understood but not explicitly stated.
Amos
is the verb, meaning to advance. It is in the imperative form, which is used for commands.
À l'intérieur
means inside. It is a prepositional phrase, with the preposition
à,
to, at, and the noun
l'intérieur,
the interior.
Amos est à l'intérieur.
The sentence means, go inside. The verb, avancer,
avancer,
is in the imperative form, which is used to give commands or instructions. The imperative form is the same as the infinitive, except for the pronoun, to,
to,
where it loses the final, s. The preposition,
a,
means, to, or, towards, and the noun, l'intérieur,
l'intérieur,
means, inside. The definite article, L, is used before, interior, since it is understood that everyone knows which inside is meant. So, this sentence directly translates to, advance to the inside, but it is more naturally translated as, go inside.
Continuez à le faire.
Keep doing it. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The verb
continuer
is the second person plural form of the verb
continuer.
To continue. It is conjugated in the present tense of the imperative mood, meaning that it is a command directed towards a group of people.
A
is a preposition meaning to or at, in this case it is to.
Le
is the masculine singular definite article meaning the. faire, is the infinitive form of the verb to do. The phrase literally translates to continue to do it. The infinitive faire is used after continuer to indicate that the action of doing should continue. The pronoun le refers to an unspecified object that has already been mentioned or understood. Continuez à le faire. Keep doing it. The sentence is a command in the imperative form, using the verb continuer, which means to continue, and the infinitive faire, which means to do. Continuer is the second person plural imperative form of continuer. This form is used to give a command to multiple people. A is a preposition meaning to or at. In this case, it is used to indicate the object of the action, which is le faire. Le is the definite article, meaning the. It is used before the masculine singular noun faire. Faire is the infinitive of the verb to do. In this sentence, it is understood as referring to the action that the person being addressed is currently performing. The entire sentence conveys the meaning of keep doing it, indicating that the person or persons being addressed should continue performing the action they are currently engaged in. Ouvrez-la. Open it. This is an imperative sentence, commanding someone to open something. Breakdown. Ouvrez is the verb to open in the vous form, which is the formal you in French. It is conjugated in the imperative mood. La is the definite article, the, in feminine singular form, referring to the object being opened. Arrête de pleurer. Stop crying. Arrête is the imperative form of the verb arrêter. To stop, it is the command form, meaning it's telling someone to do something. De is a preposition meaning of or from, and here it is used to introduce the infinitive verb pleurer. Pleurer is the infinitive form of the verb to cry. This sentence is a direct, informal way to tell someone to stop crying. Arrêtez de pleurer. Stop crying. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. Breakdown. Arrêtez. This is the imperative form of the verb. Arrêtez. To stop. It is conjugated in the vous form, which is used for formal commands. De. This is a preposition that means of or from, in this context, indicating the source of the action. Pleurer. This is the infinitive form of the verb pleurer. To cry. Key concepts. Imperative sentences. Commands or requests. Formal commands, using the vous form of the verb. Infinitive verbs, the basic form of a verb. Arrête d'essayer. Stop trying. This sentence is in the imperative mood, telling someone to stop trying. Arrête. Arrête is the imperative form of the verb arrête. Arrêtez. To stop. D'essayer. D'essayer is the infinitive of the verb essayer. Essayer. To try, preceded by the preposition de, which indicates that it's the object of the verb arrêter. Arrêtez. Surprenez-moi. Surprise me. The sentence. Surprenez-moi is a command in the imperative mood. The verb
surprend
means to surprise and is conjugated in the imperative mood, which is used for giving commands or instructions. The
moi
ending indicates that the command is directed to the singular, you, making it a familiar or informal command.
Surprends-moi.
Surprise me. This sentence is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Surprends
is the second person singular form of the verb.
Surprend.
To surprise, in the imperative mood.
Moi
is the object pronoun meaning me. This sentence is a common and simple way to tell someone to surprise you.
Va prendre un bain.
Go take a bath. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. In this context, it means go.
Prendre
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take.
Un bain
is a noun phrase meaning a bath. Key concepts. The imperative form of verbs in French is used to give commands. In this case, the imperative form is used in the singular form because the sentence is addressing a single person.
Prendre un bain.
Take a bath. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command.
Prendre
is the imperative form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take. In this case, it is conjugated for the second person singular, you.
Un bain
means a bath. The sentence translates literally to take a bath.
Cork.
This is a simple interjection. It means crunch or crunching sound. You can see the
cork
part of this word, which comes from the verb
croquer,
meaning to crunch.
Prends une bouchée.
Take a bite. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Prends
is the imperative form of the verb.
Prends.
To take, conjugated in the second person singular. It means take and is directly addressing the listener.
Une
is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a or one.
Boucher
means bite. So, the sentence literally translates to take a bite. It's a friendly and casual way to encourage someone to eat.
Prenez une bouchée.
Take a bite. Breakdown. Prenez is the imperative form of the verb prendre.
Prendre.
To take. This is the formal you. Une.
Une
is the feminine singular definite article meaning a or one. Bouchée.
Bouchée
is a noun meaning bite or mouthful. Key concepts. Imperative, commands, or requests, often used when giving instructions or advice. Definite articles, used to refer to specific nouns. Noun, a word that names a person, place, thing, or idea.
Ouvre-moi.
Open the door for me. This is an imperative verb, commanding someone to open a door.
Ouvre
is the imperative form of the verb.
Ouvrir.
To open. It's telling someone to open something.
Moi
is the object pronoun meaning me, indicating that the speaker wants the door to be opened for them. The sentence is a familiar, everyday request used in informal settings.
Okay.
take a bite. The sentence is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Okay.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Okay.
Meaning, to bite, or, to munch. The exclamation mark at the end emphasizes the command.
Prosune card.
Take a card. This sentence is a simple imperative, which is a command.
Pro.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Prod.
To take, conjugated in the second person singular. This form is used to directly address someone, in this case, you.
Un.
Is an indefinite article, meaning, a, or, an, and is used before the feminine noun.
Cart.
Cart. Is the noun meaning, card.
Prenez une carte.
Take a card. The sentence uses the
impératif.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Prenez is the
impératif
form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take, in the
vous.
You form, which is used for both singular and plural. Une carte is a direct object, meaning it is the thing being taken.
Une.
Is the feminine singular indefinite article meaning a.
Carte.
Means card. The literal translation is, take a card.
Regard.
Look. This is a simple imperative sentence in French.
Regard.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez.
Which means, to look. It is in the second person singular form, meaning, you, informal.
Regarde.
Is a command, so it is a good example of how French uses the imperative. The word,
tu,
you, is usually omitted in the imperative, making it more direct.
Regarde.
Look. The sentence is a simple imperative command, telling someone to look.
Regardez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez.
Meaning, to look, or, to watch. The exclamation mark indicates that the speaker is expressing a sense of excitement, or urgency.
Jette un œil.
Take a look. This is an informal imperative phrase that means, take a look.
Jette.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Jeter.
Meaning, to throw, but in this case it has a more figurative meaning of, to take a quick look.
Un œil.
Means, an eye, but in this case it means, a quick glance. This is a common expression in French, and is used in many situations. For example, you might say it, if you want someone to look at a picture, or a new object.
Jetez un œil.
Take a look. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command.
Jetez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Jetez.
To throw. It's in the vous form, which is used for both singular and plural you in informal settings.
Un œil
means an eye, but in this context, it's idiomatic and means a look. Breakdown.
Jeter.
Throw, plus.
Un œil.
A look, equals, take a look.
Reposez-vous.
Rest yourselves. The verb.
Reposer.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Reposer.
Which means, to rest. It is conjugated in the plural form, because it is addressing a group of people.
Vous.
Means, you, plural.
Repose-toi.
Rest yourself. The verb reposer is a reflexive verb, meaning it reflects back on the subject. The reflexive pronoun toi is used in the singular form to indicate the subject is resting themselves. The imperative form of the verb reposer is used, making it a command. Assieds-toi. Sit down. This is an imperative verb, telling someone to do something. The verb asseoir means to sit, and is in the imperative mood. The toi ending makes it a reflexive imperative, meaning the subject is performing the action on themselves.
Ouvre.
Open. This is the imperative form of the verb
ouvrir,
which means to open. The imperative is used to give a command or make a request.
Asseyez-vous.
Sit down. This is an imperative sentence, which means it is a command or request.
Asseyez
is the imperative form of the verb
s'asseoir,
to sit down. The
vous
ending indicates that the command is directed at a plural subject, you all.
Vous
is the pronoun for you, plural. So,
asseyez-vous
literally means sit yourselves down, but it is often translated as sit down in English.
Prenez place.
Take your seats. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Prenez
is the imperative form of the verb
prendre,
to take, in the second person plural.
Place
is a noun meaning place or seat. The exclamation mark at the end emphasizes the command.
Prends place.
Take a seat. Breakdown.
Prends.
This is the imperative form of the verb
prendre,
to take. The imperative form is used to give a command or order.
Place.
This is the noun, seat. It is not a verb. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. In French, the imperative form of a verb is often used to give instructions or directions. Noun. A noun is a word that names a person, place, thing, or idea.
Assieds-toi.
Sit down. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
s'asseoir,
which means to sit down. The imperative form is used to give commands, and is always in the second person singular or plural, which is you in English. In this case, the imperative form is
assieds-toi,
because it is directed to one person.
Assieds-toi
is a conjugation of the verb
s'asseoir,
using the pronoun
toi,
which means you.
Va marcher.
Go walk. This is a very simple imperative sentence in French, meaning go walk.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb aller, to go, used to give a direct command.
Marcher
is the infinitive form of the verb marcher, to walk.
Allez marcher.
Go for a walk. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Allez
is the imperative form of the verb
aller,
to go. It means go, and is used directly for the second person plural, you all.
Marcher
is the infinitive form of the verb
marcher,
to walk. Here, it functions as the object of the verb. Aller. Specifying what the listener, S, should be doing.
Part 2.
Take everything. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request. The verb is the second person singular imperative form of the verb
pod.
To take. It's telling one person to take something.
To
means everything. So the full meaning of the sentence is, take everything.
Prenez tout.
Take everything. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The verb, prendre.
Prendre.
Is conjugated in the imperative form for the, vous.
Vous.
Pronoun, which is used for both singular and plural, you, in this context.
Tout.
Tu. Is a pronoun that means everything.
Parlez lentement.
Please speak slowly. This sentence is a polite imperative, meaning it's a command phrased in a polite way.
Parlez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Parlez.
Meaning, to speak. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning, you all, or, you, plural.
Lentement.
Is an adverb meaning, slowly. So the entire phrase means, please speak slowly.
Parle lentement.
Speak slowly. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it gives a command. It uses the verb.
Parler.
Which means, to speak, and is conjugated in the imperative form.
Parle.
Which is the second person singular form. The adverb.
Lentement.
Modifies the verb, indicating that the speaking should be done slowly.
Faites-les keep.
This sentence instructs someone to work as a team. Let's break it down.
Fait
is the imperative form of the verb faire, meaning to do or to make. In this context, it means do. The imperative form is used for commands.
Équipe
means team. So the full meaning is do team, which is the same as work as a team or form a team.
Parle à Omar.
Speak to Omar.
Parle.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Parler.
To speak. Imperative forms are used to give commands or make requests.
Ah.
This is a preposition meaning to or at. In this context, it signifies the direction of the action.
Omar.
This is a proper noun, the name of the person being addressed. This sentence is a direct command, telling someone to speak to Omar.
Le thé, s'il vous plaît.
The tea, please. This sentence is a polite request for tea.
Le
is the definite article meaning the.
Thé
is the noun meaning tea.
S'il vous plaît
is a polite phrase meaning please, literally, if it pleases you. This phrase is a common way to order tea in French, using the formal, vous, form.
Dis-nous à Tom.
This translates to, say no to Tom. Let's break down the grammar. This is the imperative form of the verb.
Dire.
To say. It is used to give a command. Non means, no, a is the preposition, to, Tom is the name of the person being addressed. This sentence is a direct command to say, no, to Tom. It implies that the speaker wants the listener to refuse a request, or suggestion from Tom.
Dites-nous à Tom.
Tell Tom no. Breakdown.
Dit.
Is the formal imperative form of the verb.
Dire.
to say. It is used when speaking to someone you do not know well, or to show respect.
No.
Means, no.
Ah.
Means, to.
Tom.
Is the name Tom. Key concepts. Formal imperative. The formal imperative is used when speaking to someone you do not know well, or to show respect. It is formed by using the second person plural form of the verb. Preposition.
A.
Colon, the preposition.
A.
Is used to indicate the recipient of an action.
Cela aide.
This helped. Breakdown.
Cela.
Is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this, or, that. It refers to something previously mentioned, or understood in context.
Ah.
Is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the past participle, you, had. It is used here in the perfect tense to indicate an action that has been completed.
Aide.
Is the past participle of the verb, aide, to help, which in this context is functioning as the past participle of the verb, avoir, to have.
Ah.
And,
aide,
are connected as, avoir, plus, past participle, which is the structure of the perfect tense in French. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns.
Cela.
Is a type of demonstrative pronoun that refers to a specific thing, and it can be translated as, this, or, that, depending on the context. Past tense. The sentence uses the perfect tense, which emphasizes that the action of helping is complete. Verb conjugation. The correct conjugation of
avoir
and
aider
is essential to form the perfect tense in French.
C'était utile.
That was useful. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is the most common way to express past actions in French. It literally translates to, it was useful.
The passé composé
is made up of two parts, an auxiliary verb,
être,
or
avoir,
and a past participle.
C'est
is the contracted form of
ce
and
était,
which is the imperfect tense of
être. Utile
is the past participle of the verb
être utile,
which means to be useful.
C'est tout.
That's all. Breakdown.
C'est.
This is a contraction of
ce.
This and
is
tout. This means all or everything. Key concept. This phrase is a simple and common way to indicate that something is finished or complete.
C'est tout.
That's all. The sentence
c'est tout
is a very common French phrase that literally translates to that is all.
The
c'est is a contraction of
ce,
which means this. Is the third person singular form of the verb
être,
which means to be, and
tout
means all. Therefore,
c'est tout
essentially means this is all, but in a more colloquial way. It is used to indicate that there is nothing more to be said, and it is usually used in a polite and formal way.
Ça a fonctionné.
It worked. This sentence is a simple past tense statement.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
meaning that or it. Is the past participle of the verb
avoir,
to have. This is conjugated with the auxiliary verb avoir. To create the past tense, fonctionner, fonctionner, is the past participle of the verb fonctionner. To work, or to function. Therefore, ça a fonctionné means it worked. Ça a marché. It worked. This sentence uses the impersonal pronoun ça, which means it in this context. Marché is the verb to work in the past participle form, which is used with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, in this case, avoir, is implied because the sentence is in the passé composé. Compound past tense, the passé composé, is used for completed actions in the past, and it is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir. Or, être. To be, and the past participle of the main verb. Parfait. Perfect. Parfait. Is a French adjective meaning perfect or ideal. It's an exclamation used to express approval or agreement. C'est super. That's great. This is a simple but common phrase in French. C'est is a contraction of c'est, meaning this is or it is. Super is an adjective meaning great, awesome, or fantastic. It is a very common and versatile word in French. So, the entire phrase means that's great or it's awesome. The context can change the meaning. C'est cool. That's cool. This is a simple sentence that uses the c'est construction, a contraction of ce, this slash that, and is cool. Is an adjective that means cool. This is a common French idiom. C'est simple. It's simple. This sentence is straightforward. C'est is the contracted form of c'est, meaning this is. Ce is a demonstrative adjective, meaning this, and is the third person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense. Simple is an adjective meaning simple. The sentence uses the present tense, which is the most common tense in French. It emphasizes a state of being, in this case, that something is simple. C'est gratuit. This is free. This sentence is a simple declarative statement in the present tense. C'est is the contraction of ce, this, and is. This contraction is very common in French and should be memorized. Gratuit is an adjective meaning free. The sentence literally means this is free. However, it is often used more idiomatically to mean it's free. C'est dur. This is hard. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and is. This is a common contraction in French. Dur is an adjective meaning hard or difficult. The sentence is a simple statement in the present tense, and it is grammatically straightforward. Ce sont les siens. These are his slash hers. Ce. This is a demonstrative adjective meaning this or these. It agrees in gender and number with the noun that follows. In this case, it's plural, so it is Ce. Instead of. Set. Su. This is the third person plural present tense form of the verb. Et. To be. Le. This is the definite article, meaning the, in the plural. Sia. This is a possessive adjective meaning his slash hers. It is the plural form of le sia. And it agrees in gender with the noun it refers to, which is implied and is understood to be a plural noun. This sentence emphasizes ownership, suggesting that the items being referenced belong to the person referred to by the possessive adjective. Sia. This is his slash hers. The sentence uses the verb être. To be conjugated in the third person singular form, say. C'est. This is a contracted form of il est. Il est. He is, or it is. The noun, le sien. Le sien. Is a possessive pronoun, meaning his slash hers. The. Le. Is a masculine singular definite article, specifying the gender and number of the noun, seen. Sia. His slash hers. The entire sentence means, this is his slash hers, or, this belongs to him slash her. C'est la sienne. It is hers. This sentence uses the possessive pronoun. Sienne. Which means, hers. The pronoun agrees in gender and number with the noun it refers to, in this case, an unspecified noun understood from context. The verb, est, is the third person singular form of the verb, est, to be, in the present tense. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence, stating a fact. C'est à elle. It belongs to her. Breakdown. C'est. This is a contraction of. Ce. This, and. Est. Is. A. This is a preposition meaning, to, or, at, but in this case, it indicates possession. Elle. This is a pronoun meaning, she. Key concepts. The use of the preposition. A. To indicate possession. The use of the contraction. C'est. For, this is. The pronoun. Elle. Is used to refer to a feminine noun. Nickel. This is an informal expression of approval, meaning, great. Or, awesome. Nickel. Is a slang term in French, often used to express a positive feeling about something. It literally means, nickel, but in this context, it conveys the same feeling as the English slang, sweet. C'est dégueulasse. This is disgusting. Breakdown. C'est. Is a contraction of. C'est. Meaning, this is. Dégueulasse. Is an informal adjective meaning, disgusting. Key concepts. Contractions. C'est. Is a common contraction in French, combining the pronoun, si, with the verb, être, to be. Informal language. Dégueulasse. Is a very informal word. While it's understood by most French speakers, it's not typically used in formal situations. Seigneur. That's so corny. This sentence uses the c'est, which is a contraction of il est, which means it is. Seigneur is an informal expression that means corny or cheesy. It is often used to describe something that is overly sentimental or dramatic. C'est dégoûtant. That is disgusting. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it states a fact. Breakdown. Is a contraction of sir, which means this is. The contraction is used frequently in everyday French.
Dégoûtant
means disgusting. This sentence is quite straightforward and uses common French vocabulary.
C'est poisseux.
This is sticky. The phrase is an adjective.
Poisseux.
Which means sticky, describing whatever the speaker is referring to.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
which means it is. It is a common way to say this is in French.
C'est faible.
That is weak. Breakdown. Say, this is a contraction of the words
ce,
this, and is. It acts as a subject pronoun and a verb, meaning it is. Fable. This is an adjective meaning weak. It agrees in gender with the subject, which is implied to be that in this context. Key concepts. Contractions. In French, contractions are common and combine two words for a smoother sound. Agreement. Adjectives in French agree in gender and number with the noun they modify.
C'est la vie.
This is life. This phrase is a common expression in French, meaning that life is full of ups and downs and that one should accept the things that happen.
C'est
is a contraction of
il est,
meaning it is or this is.
La vie
is a noun meaning life.
C'est le mien.
This is mine. The sentence, c'est le mien, is a simple statement of possession in French. Here's a breakdown.
C'est
is the contracted form of
c'est,
which means this is or it is. This form is commonly used in French.
Le
is the masculine singular definite article meaning the.
Mien
is a possessive adjective meaning mine, and it agrees in gender and number with the noun it refers to. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to this is mine. This sentence emphasizes that the speaker is claiming ownership of the item being referred to.
C'est la mienne.
That is mine. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence with the subject.
C'est.
Meaning, it is.
La mienne.
Is a feminine possessive adjective meaning, mine.
Parfait.
Perfect. This is a simple interjection in French, meaning, perfect, or, excellent. It can be used in a variety of contexts, such as when you are expressing agreement, satisfaction, or approval.
Parfait
is the masculine singular form of the adjective.
Parfait
meaning perfect.
C'est joli.
This is pretty.
C'est
is the contraction of
ce,
this, and
is. Joli
means pretty or beautiful. It's an adjective agreeing in gender with
ce,
which is feminine in this case.
C'est
it is they. The phrase
c'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
which means this is.
The
is contracted with the following pronoun, in this case, which means they. The sentence is in the present tense.
C'est elle.
It is they. This sentence uses the
c'est
construction, which is used to identify something or someone. In this case, it is identifying the subject as they, which is feminine in French. C'est is a contraction of c'est, which literally means this is. Elle is the feminine plural pronoun for they. C'est exact. That is correct. This sentence is very simple. It is simply stating that something is correct. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and est is exact. Means accurate or precise. Key concepts. Contractions. These are common in French, and are often used to make speech sound more natural. Agreement. The adjective. Exact. Agrees in gender and number with the implied subject, it, which is understood to be the thing being referred to as correct. C'est juste. That's right. This is a simple statement of agreement. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and est is juste. Means right or correct. So, the sentence means this is right or that's right. C'est laid. That is ugly. The sentence, c'est laid, is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. C'est is a contraction of the verb être. Être. To be, and the pronoun, si. Ce. This. This means that, say, is equivalent to, it is, or, that is, in English. Laid. Laid. Means, ugly, or, unattractive.